reason, they didn't include healing in salvation. It was viewed as something that God could do if he wanted to, but it wasn't considered a part of the package. And yet the word salvation actually means deliverance, healing, forgiveness. Healing is an expression of his holiness. Sickness is to my body what sin is to my soul. Jesus asked the question when they lowered this man through the roof. His friends lowered him. It was actually the faith of his friends. It wasn't the sick man's faith. It says of Jesus, when he saw their faith, referring to the men that lowered him into the room, when he saw their faith, he said to the man, "Your sins are forgiven." And it stirred up such controversy in the room because the people were getting accustomed to him healing people, but this whole issue of him forgiving sin crossed the line for many of them. And so Jesus asked the question, which is easier to say, "Your sins are forgiven," or "Rise up, pick up your bed and walk"? And once again, he put these two subjects like two sides of the same coin, the forgiveness of sin, the healing of disease. They are a part of the same, they are this, two different parts of the expression of God's redemptive work. When the concept of salvation was brought from the back burner to the front burner in the Reformation, I don't want to say it disappeared through the church age, but it had been kind of swept to the back. And when it was brought to the front burner again, for some reason, they didn't include healing in salvation. It was viewed as something that God could do if he wanted to, but it wasn't considered a part of the package. And yet the word salvation actually means deliverance, healing, forgiveness. It actually refers to those three realms. These are three realms of the kingdom: forgiveness, deliverance, and healing. For that reason, the Apostle Paul said the kingdom of God is not meat or drink, but it's righteousness, because that deals with the sin issue, peace, because that deals with the torment issue, and joy, because that is the expression of healing. That's why laughter is good medicine. So healing is an expression of the righteousness of God. So here we have the kingdom of God. It's not meat or drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. When someone is healed, let me rephrase it. Something that we've declared a number of times here through the years is that we pray for the sick because we want Jesus to get what he paid for. If I bought you a car, let's have Bill Gates buying it, because then it would be a nicer car. So let's say somebody buys you a car and they go down to the dealership down here and they buy the car of your dreams. Maybe there's not a dealership in Reading with a car of your dreams, so let's get you down to the Bay Area. And they go in there and they write up the contract. They write a check for the entire amount of this very fine car that you have, and they pay for the first income tax because you've received such a large gift. The person pays for your insurance for the first 5 years. Everything's covered. Everything's covered. And it's yours. But it's at the dealership. It'd be kind of dumb to go down there and to pay for a car that's already paid for. And yet a lot of people are trying to pay for what Jesus has already paid for. It's already been purchased. Illustration that I've given a number of times to you that is fun for me because it illustrates this thing so beautifully. When Chris and Kathy moved down here to be a part of the team, he owned a number of businesses and closed them down and moved here to help us. And he still had some debt because of closing these businesses down. But he didn't announce it. He didn't tell anyone, but we're close friends, so I knew what he brought with him. And I remember I was standing back there just greeting people or saying goodbye to folks after they left, when they left after a Sunday morning service. And a lady came up to me and said, is Chris here? And she had a check, folded in half. She said, is Chris here? I said, no, he's preaching. He was preaching somewhere else that morning, but he'll be here tonight. And she said, would you give this to him? I said, sure. So I took it and I waited till she walked around the corner. It wasn't in a sealed envelope. It was like she wanted me to see it. That's just the way I felt. She wanted me to see it. So after she walked around the corner, I flipped it open. And it said $30,000. And then I looked to make sure it was his name. And it was. So I thought, well, that's cool. So I put it in my Bible, knowing I'd see him in our pre-service prayer meeting. So I was in there, we're in there praying and stuff, and Chris walks in. So I walk over to him. I said, hey, Chris, someone gave this to me this morning for you. He looked at me, he said, does that say $3,000? I said, no, it's $30,000. It's for you. And he just ruined the entire prayer meeting. Just, you know, people are praying and he's, look what somebody gave me. And he's showing them this $30,000 check, which is a great answer to prayer for them. And you know, the crazy thing was, he never thanked me for all that money. Never said thank you at all. Because I didn't write the check. I just delivered the check. And when you pray for the sick, you're just delivering a check somebody else wrote. It's already bought and paid for. And so here it says, the sun of righteousness will rise. Here's what I want you to see. Jesus becoming more manifest among his people, like a sunrise. And there's healing in his wing. Interesting, the word wings there can be translated edge of a garment. Habakkuk talks about the healing rays that come out of the hands. I'm not trying to make it spooky. I'm just saying when he shows up, you know, you got to expect stuff to happen. And so here the Son of Righteousness rises among his people. What does the sun rise? It's the beginning of a new day. We're about to see not power for entertainment's sake, power to illustrate the holiness of God. Power that illustrates, demonstrates, manifests the holiness of God against all that contaminates his people. But that's not the end of the story. That's the beginning of the story. The beginning of the story is for the people of God to taste what he bought for us. Why? So that we can take it to the people who need it.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you watched this video. I do pray that it's a great, great strength and encouragement to you. And I've got a verse that really is my cry for all of us. And it's Psalms 20, it's verse 4. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. That's my prayer. That's my prayer, is that this would be the season of rich, rich fulfillment. Thanks for joining us.